Riley for breakfast.
These guys are my favourite.
Bendigo's 93.5. Triple M.
So, Christmas presents. I know it was a fair while ago.
Yeah, it was. 3 weeks we worked it out to be. Nearly. Is it? Well, it's 14th today. Yeah, okay, that doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. But I got a great present. It's a cracker of a present, actually. Do you want me to tell you what it was?
No, you're ready to get... sit there and look at me.
You're ready to get jealous.
Sure, here we go.
Okay, it's actually one of those presents that you get on the TV shop.
And so you didn't shop local? No.
Well, excuse me, there is a TV shop out at Lancel Plaza. Which isn't called Lancel Plaza anymore. But you can also get them at Australia Post. And this is where that came from, this present, Australia Post in Bendigo. So it was local. So there you go, up your bum. Okay, so what it is a small little portable air conditioner. It's awesome.
So I'm going to get jealous, am I?
Yeah. Well, you get hot flushes.
I do.
You'd love one of them. And I know you've...
my menopause.
I know you've got... I know you've got a tiny little fan at your desk that does nothing but blow out hot air, and I don't even know why you have it on.
$10 is $10 at Kmart, all right?
Yeah, but it doesn't work.
It does.
It so does not. Hot air. Anyway, what this is, right, as I said, it's a little square box. It's, I don't know, about 20 centimetres by 10 centimetres. You put... open the top up, you put water in the top and ice cubes, you plug it in, you press the button, and voila, it's ice cold air.
Hang on a sec.
Yes, we are on.
Are we on? I don't know if you've noticed, but if you put ice and water in something, and it's, you know, like you know, you put it in or whatever, it's certain, that's what it normally does, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a little one. It's like a personal air conditioner.
A little person.
But what you do is when you go to bed, you have it on your bedside table and you turn it around so it blows your head.
Right. And you think that's a great present. You get excited by stuff that, you know, seriously. What's so good about it?
Because it cools you down on the hot nights.
Right.
It's absolutely fantastic.
$10 from Kmart would have fixed that. Just a little fan on your face does the job.
No, not that hot air crap.
I have a concern with the presents I got because the lovely one's got it wrong.
Oh, has she? Doesn't know you as good as what
she
thinks.
Well, I thought she did, but she doesn't.
Mm. Yep. We'll hear about that next.
We will. She certainly didn't get me a little pissy fan, but anyway, like you.
It's called an Arctic Air. Thank you. And it goes
triple. Got to make sure there's lots of your kids listening before I say this thing.
Oh, about your Christmas present that you're not happy about. Mm. Do you know what I'm going to do?
Bendigo's Triple M, by the way. Hello.
Yeah, good morning. I'm going to bring in my Arctic Air conditioner and put it on your desk tomorrow so you can see how awesome it is.
Yep.
That's one of the best
you've got a
Christmas gifts I've had for a long time.
Yeah, good brand too, Arctic. Mm.
It's not the brand. It's called Arctic.
They make TVs
not
as
Arctic
well.
Either. Oh.
Anyway, look, for Christmas, I got some presents that the better half should know. Well, she should know better.
She should know better, yeah.
I mean, I got two books. Now, you know I get freebies.
Books?
Two books. I haven't read a book for years.
I was going to say, I've never seen you read.
Yeah. It's hard to read when you can't write as well. no, I can. But still, I got those books from here. It's over nothing. So if you want to buy a couple of books off me, I'm more than happy to sell them.
Don't do deals, Cogs. Let's just get to the point. What did she...
jocks and socks and T-shirts. Now, I need T-shirts because at the moment I'm wearing a Spring Gully Cricket Club T-shirt and I wear a lot of T-shirts that are free.
No, you wear polo shirts. I've never seen you in a T-shirt.
Oh, sorry. Polo shirts then.
Sure. So, polo shorts, yeah.
So anyway, I had a look at them and I went, okay, and look at the what do you call it, the tag on the back.
Yeah.
XL.
Uh-huh. You wanted a X.
Well,
it's going to take a while until you get into the next. Anyway, yeah.
So I put it on. It's too bloody tight.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know me better than that. I've got to be, I'm a loose person, so I've got to have a 2XL so it's a bit loose on me.
Don't you think she was making, don't you think she was making a point?
Yes.
I think that was very smart of her. She wants you to lose weight, clearly. Anyway,
story for another day, but, like, is every XL the same? Well, some are big, some are small. Make the same bloody size. Story for another
day. Yeah, that is a point too, yeah.
Jocks, right? Too small. Now, she has a look at me each day. You know, she'd look at my, you know, my rear and go, hang on a sec, she's got a bit big. She clearly knows nothing about the front.
I can't believe you just said that.
Well,
oh, my God.
Seriously, too small.
What was she thinking?
You know, see the meat and too big. Seriously. Are we on?
I wish we weren't on. Oh, I'm just getting the worst.
I got even tighter when I was on.
Oh, my God. Can we stop talking about
You try
about
taking
this?
Jocks back when they're too small.
Particularly if you've tried them on. There's no way you can take them.
In fact, I was wearing them when I took them back. But